Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
America is going bankrupt. America is in a financial crisis, and this is me sounding the alarm. It is happening, and it's real, and you need to understand what's happening in this country and what you're going to be left with, what your kids are going to be left with. This is all because of the insane, out-of-control spending by the Biden administration. The Biden administration is celebrating right now as Congress has given the final approval to the $2.5 trillion debt ceiling increase. This, as inflation is eating away at the value of the U.S. dollar. Did you know that you're making about 7% less right now than you did last year, even if you have the same amount of money going into your bank account, because your buying power has disappeared by 6.8%. You've taken a 6.8% pay cut year over year. If you were making 50 grand last year, you're really now making 44 grand because the buying power of the dollar has disappeared. Now, Congress has approved this $2.5 trillion debt ceiling increase, ending months of debate between Democrats and Republicans who claim they were leading on this issue. They weren't. They're cowards. In 2019, just so you know, Congress suspended the debt ceiling, which prevents the federal government from assuming a certain level of national debt. They did this until August 2021, which means that everything has gone through the roof. Spending, that is. Government spending is totally out of control. We are going to go bankrupt. We are going to have a massive financial crisis in this country, and it's going to be a bloodbath when it happens. People are going to lose their homes. You think 2008 was bad? You've seen nothing yet. Now, an attempt to make Democrats enact a permanent solution on their own by the end of the year, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who's a scumbag, gave Democrats a short-term deal in October to suspend the debt ceiling again. Fast forward to now, in a party line vote this morning, lawmakers settled upon an agreement that will fund the government through the 2022 midterm elections, meaning no one's going to be held accountable for what they have just done in the next election cycle. That's why they did it this way. Democrats were united in support of the measure, which passed the Senate 50-49 along party lines, and then cleared the House in a 221-209 vote shortly after midnight. Republicans opposed the legislation en masse, with only one Republican, a scumbag, Representative Adam Kinzinger, a hardcore leftist liberal from Illinois that paraded himself as a Republican until he realized he couldn't win re-election because he was a Liz Cheney Republican. He voted with the Democrats in favor of bankrupting the country. The bill now heads to Biden. He'll sign it. Now, the swift action came a week after party leaders announced a deal to establish a one-time fast-track process to increase the debt ceiling with a very simple majority vote instead of the 60 votes needed to move legislation through the Senate, because otherwise we would have defaulted on our loans in this country. For the past several months, the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has repeatedly warned Congress about the danger of defaulting on federal debt. Here is her warning. Quote, in a matter of days, millions of Americans could be strapped for cash. Do something. We could see indefinite delays in critical payments. Do something. Nearly 50 million seniors could stop receiving Social Security checks for a time being. In other words, do something now. Troops could go unpaid, meaning increase the debt limit on our credit cards. Millions of families who rely on monthly child tax credits could see delays. So she says, vote on this now and just borrow more money. America, in short, would default on its obligations. So you must raise the debt ceiling. That is what the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, wrote in September for the Wall Street Journal. She also went on to give you a history lesson. The U.S. has never defaulted, she said, not once, on our debts. Doing so would likely precipitate a historic financial crisis that would compound the damage of the continuing public health emergency with COVID. So now we're connecting the national debt to COVID. Default could trigger a spike in interest rates, a steep drop in stock prices, and other financial turmoil. So do something now. Strife over the debt ceiling has led to renewed debate over the national debt. We presently sit at over $29 trillion. Last week, President Biden signed a bill that would fast-track the process to raise the debt limit. And he reassured all of us that the economic markets at home and around the world, don't worry, because we're going to pay our debts when they are due. The problem is, at some point, we will not have the money to do this. Several commentators put it this way, quote, I remember when my parents had to use credit cards to pay bills too, meaning you didn't really pay a bill, you just moved money around and act like you're paying a bill, and then you have all the interest rate on that bill. The United States pays its debts when they are due by raising the debt ceiling to take on even more debt and printing more money out of thin air, is what another economist said, saying that's why you're now seeing the issues with inflation and the dollar is weakening. The United States pays its debts when they are due by robbing Peter to pay Paul, is another way of putting it. This is what the Biden administration has done. Now, let's talk about how bad the debt is in this country. And again, I am sounding the alarm. Yes, I am freaking out because the U.S. federal debt right now, and if you get to hear this information, get our podcast, all of it's there, share it. Please share this information with your family and friends because these are the facts. These are the undisputed facts that you need to know about and what's happening in this country, because one day you're going to wake up and we're going to be in a financial crisis. And when it happens, it's going to be way worse than what we saw in 08 with Lehman Brothers and the bank bailouts and all that crap that happened. We won't have the money to bail anyone out. People's lives will be ruined. Companies will be destroyed. People will commit suicide. That's what happens when you see a financial crisis that we are building right now. And don't tell me I'm overreacting, because the facts back me up. How bad is it? U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio right now. Let me give you a comparison number first. The U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio in 1980, okay, when actually things were pretty bad. Remember 1979, remember gas prices, remember shortages, remember Jimmy Carter. The U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio in 1980 was 34.71%. So 34.71% was the federal debt to gross domestic product ratio. In 2000, after we had a lot of problems with 9/11 that started to tinker, right? That started in the 2000s, early 2000s. We had our GDP skyrocket. U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio skyrocketed to 55.23%. And there were economists in warning, if we don't get this under control, we will get to a point where we will default on our debts. So we went from 34% in 1980 to 55% in 2000. Where are we now under Biden? Our U.S. federal debt to GDP ratio is at 125.92%. This is not just unsustainable. This is an atomic financial bomb that is going to explode. There is no way to undo what we just did without massive government spending cuts. And no one has an appetite for doing that because these leaders are whoring out our country. They're bankrupting our country. And I actually think they're doing it on purpose now because this is how you actually get socialism. When the American people can't pay their bills because the U.S. government can't pay their bills and you see interest rates go through the roof so people can't own homes anymore and they can't buy cars anymore and their dollar bills that they saved are worth nothing. Again, I go back to what I just said. You have $50,000 salary last year. This year, the same $50,000 in buying power is really at $44,000. You took a pay cut and didn't even know it, a significant one because of inflation. Your $50,000 last year bought you way more than $50,000 can buy you this year. So let's talk about each of our obligations right now. When you have a U.S. national debt at $29 trillion, not billion, $29 trillion, you know the majority of Americans don't pay taxes. A lot of people don't realize that. So if you do debt per taxpayer, because there's about 40% of Americans that pay zero tax, there's some that do pay taxes and they get it almost all back, which is about 50% of Americans. You have a divided country right now, which is headed towards socialism because half the Americans don't have skin in the game when it comes to taxes. So if you right now had a call, a financial call on the debt, if the banks called those that owed us, that we owe money to, called America and said, Mr. President, we need you to clear up your debt today. Every taxpayer in America would be forced to write a check for $229,706. And then we would immediately zero out our debt. And within 1/100th of a second, we would be back in debt again. That is hard to get your mind around. Think about right now, the federal government calls you or the IRS sent you a bill for $229,000 and said, this is what you got to pay because we have a debt problem. And that's what the amount of money that each taxpayer is on the hook for right now, if you divide it evenly among all U.S. taxpayers. Let's look at it a different way. Now, remember, almost 50% of Americans don't pay any tax at all. So let's say we just did it per American citizen. If we divided it per American citizen, everybody walking in America that's an American citizen right now, and everybody had to pay their, quote, fair share, which is something Democrats talk about all the time. Every single person, this includes those that are handicapped, those that are elderly, those that are young, those that are old, though everybody in between. What you would have to do is you would actually have to have everybody write a check for $87,000. Let that sink in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me give you another perspective on just how bad things are right now, and I'm going to explain something to you which is important. And I'll say it again. All of this is in our podcast. So please share this podcast with your family and friends because you need to understand what they're doing to our country right now. There is a way to measure how good or how bad things are when it comes to the economy, and there's different categories. One of them that's extremely important is one that is called the Wholesale Price Index. It's also referred to, if you take classes in colleges, WPI. Now, Wholesale Price Index, and I'm going to try to give this to you as easily as I can in layman's terms, but you need to not tune this out. You need to learn this. It is an index that measures and tracks the changes in the prices of the goods that you're going to buy in the stages that they're being bought and sold before they get to you at the retail level. So in other words, you go to Target, you go to Walmart, and you buy toilet paper. The Wholesale Price Index measures and tracks the changes in the prices of that toilet paper to make it the raw material, the manufacturing, the shipping, every stage of that toilet paper before it gets to you on the shelf and then what you buy it at. What you don't want to see is Wholesale Price Index skyrocket, because that means that the price to you is skyrocketing. WPI shows the included goods average price change. Okay, it's a core indicator of the country's level of inflation. Let me give you the headlines today. And again, the mainstream media is not wanting you to understand this or cover it, okay? But this is what investors are looking at. That's why you're seeing the volatility in the markets right now. CNBC headline, wholesale prices measures rose 9.6% in November from a year ago. That what that means is everything you're seeing, the average wholesale price to get the product to you, those that are creating these products are paying 9.6% more on average over the entire sector of wholesale pricing. Okay, let me explain it to you a different way. If you had $100,000 and you were buying goods last year, your buying power now is $90,000. You lost 10% of your buying power. Okay, if you had $50,000 last year to go out and buy goods to sell, you basically now have $45,000. To go buy those goods. The value of your dollar has just disappeared. Market Watch put it this way with their headline, wholesale prices shoot up again and show U.S. inflation is still getting worse, even though the White House says it's not. UPI says U.S. wholesale prices up 9.6% year over year, and they're setting new inflation records. U.S. News had their headline read this way, wholesale inflation rose at a record annual rate of 9.6% in November. Fox Business Channel put it this way, and now that you understand the wholesale inflation index, this will make more sense to you in the context that you're about to hear it. Listen very carefully.
We are very close to double-digit wholesale inflation. Let that sink in and let that scare you, because it will be feeding into consumer prices for months to come. The Federal Reserve, since March of 2020, has kept rates at basically zero, and you cannot have a functioning economy where real interest rates are negative. Expect them to move and maybe move more quickly in terms of stopping the bond buying and raising rates than some people are expecting. One very disturbing thing, and then I will wrap up, is that yesterday the New York Federal Reserve released a survey of consumers' expectations or public expectations for inflation. Short-term expectations, say in the next year, rose to 6% for consumer inflation. That is a record high. And it also is twice the pace of wage gains. So once expectations set in for higher prices, those higher prices beget higher prices. That it's a confidence game among consumers. And this could cement inflation for not just months, but years to come. Certainly a concern for the central bank.
All right. Let's break down this. What she's saying is that if you think that this isn't going to affect your life, you're wrong. Go out shopping and you'll see it. You've lost your buying power. Your salary has basically become less valuable than it was last year. Your buying power is not what it was a year ago, and things are getting worse. And in the wholesale world, things are getting worse as well. So you need to understand this is what is happening. You need to understand how important it is to get your head around just how bad things are in fact getting, and they're getting bad, and we're not. It's not because, you know, we're trying to scare you. It's because it actually should scare you. It should scare the hell out of you right now. This administration is printing money, and the more money they print, the less valuable the money you currently have and what you've saved is. Your purchasing power has disappeared, and interest rates, as she just described it, at some point the Fed is going to have to stop this, and the only way to do it is to raise interest rates. Because they can't lower them. They can't be negative, right? If you do that, then the economy also crashes in a very different way. So it's got to be done in a way that is basically controlled chaos. Go back and look at interest rates. Talk to, if you're my age, you're 40-something, talk to your parents and ask them what their first interest rate was on their first house. Most of them will tell you it was 14, 15%. It was almost like credit card rates. If you go back to the late 70s and early 80s, and the rates that people were having to pay, there were people that had good jobs and saved money that had to get cosigners from their parents. They had to assume loans or only buy houses from people where they could assume a loan that was something that they could assume, that they could afford, because new interest rates they couldn't afford. The economy was in shambles, folks. And not only was the economy in shambles then, what made it even worse than that? Okay, what made it even worse than that? Is that people that were doing the right things and just paying their bills were being punished. They couldn't afford to do basic things. They couldn't afford to go on vacations. They couldn't afford to travel. They couldn't afford to buy a car, new or used. They couldn't afford to live in a house. They were stuck renting. We are going to be going not only back there, but it's going to be far worse than that. And if you think I'm freaking out right now, I'm not freaking out. I'm telling you this is what's coming, so pay attention. Inflation is out of control. Your dollar is not worth what it was before, and they're printing more money, and they think this is not a big deal. Nancy Pelosi just said, if we pass the Build Back Better America, you won't be frightened trying to go to sleep at night thinking about paying your bills. This is while they're trying to sell you on going into more debt.
Build Back Better. I mean, I've said it's transformative and all that, but the best two words to use are, it lowers cost.
By the way, that's a lie. It does not lower cost. That's a lie. It is transformative because it will put us into a situation where they can easily turn us into a socialist country, because none of us will have any power to stand up to them, because none of us will have any money to stand up to the federal government, and they will be in control. The weaker the people get, the more powerful the government is. Let that sink in. I would argue they're doing this very much on purpose. And the reason why is extremely transparent. If you bankrupt America and you bankrupt Main Street and you bankrupt the little people, the mom and pops, and you destroy the American dream, people start giving up and they rely on the government. And when you rely on the government, you can put in socialism. And when you do that, then they have ultimate power over every part and every aspect of your life. Tell me I'm wrong. Go around the world and look at how they implement socialism. It's always when the people are weak. Certainly not when they're strong. It's when the people are weak. That's why she's trying to tell you it's transformative. She's not lying to you about that. It is transformative. It's transformative towards socialism.
I put the best two words to use are, it lowers cost. It lowers cost of childcare. It lowers cost of health care. It lowers cost of food. It lowers cost in so many ways that are essential to America's working families. The very issues that people struggle over the kitchen table to figure out how we're going to pay the bills, the very issues, frightening things that people have trying to go to sleep at night, how we're going to pay the bills. Well, Build Back Better
By the way, the same people that are the ones that created the situation, the scenario where things are so bad in our economy right now, which is the Democrats, are now the same people telling you that you should trust them, that they're going to fix the problems, which they clearly cannot fix and they are not fixing. They're telling you that they're going to fix the problems, which clearly there's no way they're going to fix the problem. They're the ones that created the damn problem. And now they're like, trust us while we fix the problem that we just created. We're going to put us into so much debt that no one can breathe. We're going to put us into so much debt that no one will be able to survive. And the American government will be transformed from what it is now. If there's anything that Donald Trump proved, and it scared the living you-know-what out of the Democratic Party, it was this. When you empower people to take care of themselves and they are less needy and less dependent on the federal government to survive, then they lose power. Pre-COVID-19, look at what we were doing in this country. You had the lowest unemployment rate in history among African Americans, among Asian Americans, among Native Americans, among single mothers. You had the lowest unemployment rate for minorities, Hispanic Americans, that we've ever seen in this country. And that threatened the control and that threatened the power of the Democratic Party. And they needed to destroy this country to get their power back. They needed to have excessive spending so that it would be some sort of financial collapse so people would then beg for help and that the government could take over. And that is exactly what they have done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you don't think the system is rigged, by the way, totally against you, let me just play you what Nancy Pelosi said earlier. She was asked about members of Congress getting rich. She's one of them, becoming multimillionaires because they are able to take advantage of what they're doing with our economy. And their spouses are being able to basically have unlimited insider trading information on what to invest in, and they've been able to double and triple and quadruple and 10x their money. Pelosi was asked, while all of this is happening to you and I in this country, hey, should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress? Ho ho, how dare you say I should have to live by some basic rule? How dare you act like I should have to serve the people instead of serve my own personal self-interest and become rich? Look at Nancy Pelosi's net worth since she's been in Congress. She is a going to die an extremely rich woman while making $100,000+ a year. It doesn't work that way. It does for her, though.
Madam Speaker, Insider just completed a 5-month investigation finding that 49 members of Congress and 182 senior congressional staffers have violated the Stock Act, the Insider Trading Law. I'm wondering if you have any reaction to that. And
By the way, the reporter just said, hey, there was a big internal investigation that said a whole bunch of members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, I want to be fair on this, have completely violated the rules in buying and selling stocks with insider trading, knowing what's happening with the federal government. So what does Pelosi say? Again, now that you understand the context, I'm playing for you the best audio I can get my hands on. Listen, she's drinking water and listen to her response.
Definitely should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't know to the second one. We have a responsibility to report in the stock, on the stock, but I'm not familiar with that 5-month review, but if the people aren't reporting, they should be. Because this is a free market and people, we are a free market economy, they should be able to participate in that.
There it is. We should be able to participate in that. So we can keep doing what we're doing and whoring out America. We'll keep using your money to whore out America. That's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep doing this no matter what. Approval ratings upside down, doesn't matter. This will get us out of it, right? This infrastructure bill, she also went on to say, protects the planet and improves the quality of life of Americans. Based on what data do you have to prove that? There is no data to prove that.
It's pretty exciting. We
just bankrupt America. That's why she's excited. We are bankrupting America right in front of your very eyes, and you guys are too stupid to understand it or comprehend it. And so we're going to bankrupt America, which means we will have more control over you, which means we have more power.
Enthusiasm that is out there for the president's package, his vision for our country, building the infrastructure in a bipartisan bill to do that. All of us, many of us are having our town meetings, our public events in our own regions, and the response has just been so optimistic about how these resources.
By the way, that's a lie. The Gallup polling shows that everything she just said about the public opinion is a lie. In fact, the majority of the public are actually against this. They're not in favor of it. They're against it.
We build the infrastructure in a way that brings equity, fairness, justice to it all.
Anytime they start using equity, fairness, and justice, that's when you know you're getting screwed. Those are code words for you're getting screwed.
In a green way that protects.
A green way. So now we're going to fix the economy with a Build Better Back agenda that's now green. How did that work out for us last time we had a green agenda under Obama and Biden? It was a disaster and a bunch of their friends got rich and we got screwed. We had guaranteed loans to places like Solyndra that went under that had no chance of ever surviving or making it. It didn't matter because it was an agenda that made every one of their friends rich. That's what it did. And they're now doing it 10x bigger than they did it last time, maybe 50x bigger. She's enthusiastic because she just realized the Democratic Party just bankrupted the country and it's going to hurt middle America. It's going to hurt small business owners. And now you're going to be reliant on the government, which means they have more power because we're not paying attention to this.
The environment and that, again, creates good paying union jobs, jobs that, again, protect the planet as we promote jobs, as we move commerce, as we get people safely to and from school and work without staying in the cars a long time, so it improves the quality of life. So that's for the infrastructure bill. The Build Back Better enhances all of that. So
this is the biggest load of blank I've ever heard coming out of her mouth. And that's saying something. If there's anything you take away from this today, it's we are going bankrupt. And they're doing it on purpose, and it's so they can have an ultimate power grab. Because when the people are weak, the Democrats can seize power, and they will be totally in control. And they don't care if you're poor. They don't care if you're suffering. They don't care if you can't put good food on your table. They don't care if you can't pay for your kids to go to a good school. They don't care if you live in a safe neighborhood, because they will always be okay. Because they're in charge. They're the tyrants. Tyrants never go hungry. Tyrants always succeed. Tyrants always have a great quality of life. It's the people that suffer. They're doing it on purpose. This isn't an accident. They're not stupid, folks. They're not idiots. They understand how the economy works. They're just betting on you don't. Which is why you need to make sure you start learning this stuff. You need to understand wholesale inflation. You need to understand that $100,000 last year is now worth $90,000. You need to understand that if you had $50,000 in buying power to go out, it's only worth $45,000 now. This country is on fire with crime as well. They're not talking about that. Look at the new carjacking reports. It's not just our economy. They're taking away our basic rights in this country to live in a safe society as well. Carjacking's up nationwide. Chicago up 44%. D.C. up 45%. Portland up 80%. New York City up 81%. Year over year, we've lost law and order. That's on purpose. We're now losing financial independence. That's on purpose. Please share this podcast on social media. Text it to your friends. Let them hear the data I gave you today. Please write us a review and auto-download or subscribe to this podcast. It's free. We'll continue to cover these subjects the media refuses to do each and every day. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.